Hey, I'm Chantel, and you're listening to The Journey with Dr. Chantel Moore, a podcast about releasing our story, being proud of ourselves, and traveling our journey well to the glory of God. This is episode 7. We're talking about music. It's something we all know and love. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already. Let's dive in. So the reason we're talking about music is because I believe it's important to our spiritual lives. I believe it's important to our relationship with God. It really helps us draw closer to God. It helps us to get to know God. It helps us to feel God's presence. What led me to this topic is several months ago, I was listening to this song by Ryan Ellis. The name of the song is Keep My Eyes Up. Listen, I love this song. Literally, if I am listening to music, this song is being played. There is no way it is not being played. One of my favorite lyrics in the song is, "Your robe fills the temple from all the battles you've won." In hearing, it made me say, And the reason I said, is because I said, wow, God, how big must your robe be if it fills the temple from all the battles you've won? I'm like, you've never lost a battle. Your robe must be ginormous. And then the second thing I started thinking was, I was like, okay, now, wait a minute. I do remember the Bible talking about God's robe filling the temple. I don't remember that the Bible mentioned that it was because of all the battles God had won. So, of course, I went to look it up in the Bible. And what I found in Isaiah 6:1 is that indeed the Bible talks about God's robe filling the temple. It does not mention God's battle accomplishments. It doesn't mention his wins. So I started digging a little deeper. Where did this artist get this idea that God's robe fills the temple and it's because of the battles he's won? As I began to dig deeper, I started learning that in Isaiah's time, when a king defeated a king, the winning king would cut a piece of the defeated king's robe. That piece of robe would then be attached to the winning king's robe, so that whenever you encounter the king, whenever you met a king, whenever you got to know a king, you immediately knew who he was based on how victorious he was. His robe was indicative of his victories. The artist Ryan Ellis, who wrote this song, like, he has just led me into a dimension of God, a characteristic of God, a part of God that I was unaware of until this moment, that my goodness, when the Bible talks about his robe filling the temple, what Isaiah was really saying was, you all don't understand how victorious this God really is, and that his robe is filling the temple because he's so victorious, because he's so mighty. That lyric brings new definition to God's might, to his power, to his awesomeness. That was point number one. Point number one is that music will carry you deeper into your relationship with God, if you're listening to the right music. Okay, so number two, music can usher in the presence of God. So in 2 Kings 3:15, Elisha needed God's instructions for Israel to defeat Moab. So Elisha was like, listen, bring me a musician. When the musician started to play, the hand of God came upon Elisha. Elisha heard God's voice, and he was able to give the king God's plan for them to defeat Moab. And indeed, they did. Here's another example in the Bible in 2 Chronicles 5:13-14. When the ark was brought into the temple, the musicians and people gave thanks and praised God. Then the temple was filled with a cloud. Even the priests could not minister because the glory of the Lord filled the temple. So as you're worshiping God, as you're going about your day, as you're having your devotion, as you're thinking about the goodness of God, you have the ability to not only change your mood, but to also change the atmosphere around you, to change your emotions by listening to music that will usher in the presence of God. Number three, music can be inspired from the Spirit of God. Okay, we see this in 1 Corinthians 14:15. It reads, I will sing with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me, and I will also sing intelligently with my mind and understanding. The songs that we sing that worship God, they're God's gift to us to help us usher in his presence. Those songs are God's gift to us to help us get to know him better, to help us draw closer to him, to assist us as we begin to praise him and worship him. Number four, the music of God will drive out evil spirits. 1 Samuel 16 and 23. We know that David played music to drive evil spirits away from Saul. That means that God's power, his presence, his might is carried on the notes. It is carried within the lyrics of the music that we are listening to. And this leads us to number five, that music can be used for deliverance. In Joshua 6 and 4, when the people marched around the walls of Jericho on the seventh day, seven times the priests blew on the trumpets. They were making a sound, but this sound, which is what God told them to make, which is what God told them to do, led to their deliverance. So I want you to know that as you're going about life, as you're in the car and you're listening and the beat is so good, I want you to remind yourself that through the music I listen to, I have the ability to not only change my atmosphere, my mood, my emotions, my thoughts, but I also have the ability to feed my faith. I also have the ability to connect my spirit with God in a much deeper way. So I want us to be thoughtful about what we are feeding our spirits with, about what we are feeding into our lives, into our atmosphere, and into our family. Number six, music is an affront to God when hypocrisy is in the heart. So essentially what that means is when we worship God, God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Here's an example. Amos 5 and 23, God told Israel that they can't worship him and their idols. He literally said, "Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps." In other words, God was like, listen, I can see through the pretense. I know that you're being fake. I know you're not interested. I know that just yesterday you was worshiping somebody else or maybe a few minutes ago. I know that you're doing this as a duty or a chore. I know that there's no authenticity or genuineness. And what I really want when you come to worship me, when you're singing to me, when you're praying, I want genuineness. I want authenticity. When you're singing those songs about how big I am, how good I am, how faithful I've been, how amazing I've been. When you're singing and you're telling me you're so good. Oh, I thank you, God. I praise you, God. I want that to come from your spirit and I want it to be true. I want it to be real. And that's what God wants from us. And finally, number seven, music can be used for evil purposes. So remember in Daniel, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were told that they had to worship the golden image or be thrown into the fiery furnace? In Daniel 3 and 15, what we learn is that music was part of the worship of the golden image. Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, to fall down and worship the image which I have made, very good. But if you do not worship, you shall be thrown at once into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. And what God is there who can rescue you out of my hands? Right there, we are informed that some music does not glorify God. Some music is not harmless. You know, there are some songs that I think are just good songs. They're okay songs, you know. It's probably okay to listen to them. And they're not exactly Christian songs. There are other songs that when you listen to them, when you read the lyrics, when you think about what you're actually listening to, you kind of have to pause and say to yourself, wait, wait, do I really want that in my life? Is that what I really want to manifest in my life? Is this what I'm really looking for God to do in my life? Or is there something different that I'm wanting from God? Is there something different that I'm trying to draw from God? And if I'm trying to draw something different, then perhaps I should listen to things that will bring the difference that I'm trying to draw from God. So one of the other reasons that we're talking about music is because next week in episode 8, we're going to talk about how we feed our faith, or what I like to call our faith investments. These are the things that we do that help us grow and draw closer to God. And music is one of them. So to wrap us up regarding music and our relationship with God, here are the points. Number one, Music will carry you deeper into your relationship with God. Number two, music will usher in the presence of God. Number three, music can be inspired from the Spirit of God. Number four, the music of God drives out evil spirits. Number five, music is used for deliverance. Number six, God wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And finally, number seven, music can be used for evil purposes. Be careful of the music that has the attention of your ears, because if it has the attention of your ears, it will have the attention of your heart, your spirit, your soul, and your mind. Thank you for listening to The Journey with Dr. Chantel Moore. Next week, we're going to be talking about investments in our faith, or feeding our faith. Be sure to subscribe to, rate, and review The Journey with Dr. Chantel Moore. I'll see you all next week.